Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today with History Boy Theater Company, we have Robbie Peterson and Christina Sparks Rickheim joining us now. And so thank you very much, you two, for coming on. And Robbie, let's just kick it off with you. You've got your next upcoming production starting this weekend with Rock of Ages.
Yeah, Rock of Ages, our 25th musical production. Who knew we could last that long? But yeah, Rock of Ages, you know, if you don't know the show, it's 80s rock music. It's existing music. It's the music that was being played on the radio in the mid to late 80s. We call it hair metal or glam metal. Bands like Poison and Whitesnake and Cinderella and Journey. Gosh, who doesn't love 80s rock music? So what they did was they wrote a musical based on these songs, which is a different approach than what we usually do at History Boy. The typical musical that we're putting on is what's called an original musical, where a writer is taking an idea and he's writing songs and making a story. Whereas this is what's called a jukebox musical, where when they take existing songs and then connect plot points. Okay. To make a story. It's pretty clever, really, because, like, the female lead, played by Samantha, my daughter, her name is Sherry, of course. So what's her main song? Oh, Sherry. So there's all those connections that you can do with these songs. So they use all these lines and these old great shows to make this story. And, you know, it went on Broadway in 2009, and it's not like it happened for a month or two. It ran for 2,328 performances. The national tour hasn't stopped.
Okay.
Yeah, in over a decade.
Awesome. So, Robbie, I know you mentioned that this is about taking 80s music and turning it into a musical. Tell us a little bit about what the story is actually about.
Yeah, Drew and Sherry are the leads. Drew is being played by Joe Kimball. He's a high school student, actually, over at Carroll. And I already mentioned Samantha Schmidt. Drew and Sherry, they're the love interests, of course.
Okay.
And they've both recently moved to L.A. to become famous. An actor, a rock star. They both end up working at the Bourbon. My character, Dennis Dupree, he owns the Bourbon. He's the old 70s rock guy who owns a club now. Something that was happening in L.A. in the 80s was they were trying to close down what we now know as the Sunset Strip. The Sunset Strip was full of rock and roll bars. And all these hair metal bands that we know, that's where they got their start. You had to get gigs at the Whiskey a Go-Go and the Bourbon, and there's a bunch of them, in order to make it. There was this element where they're trying to get these things closed down because, of course, there's a shady character to rock and roll bars. In this hair metal era, these people trying to close the strip down and redevelop it as strip malls. And of course, that would ruin the whole culture of the Sunset Strip.
So, Robbie, this interesting thing that you're bringing to History Boy here, why Rock of Ages? Why challenge yourselves again?
Yeah. So, you know, the challenge never ends, it seems like. It's just a different challenge every time. When we did Next to Normal last winter, it was one of the biggest artistic challenges I believe we've ever taken on, one of the biggest vocal challenges we've ever taken on. But that show, as artistic and beautiful as it is, was dark and depressing. And here we are coming out of these last couple of years, and we could all use something else, I think.
Yep.
and so when we sat down and we looked at our list of what show we wanted to do next, I was like, I just want everybody to have a good time. You know, let's pick a show where people want to sing along, people want to smile and laugh. This show has 1,000 jokes. Bring your clicker. You can keep track.
All right.
I promise you'll laugh 1,000 times. We're going to invite people to sing along. You know, everybody knows these choruses. There's 3 or 4 times that I've got it planned to let people sing along right in it. And you're going to get into the show. And we've got a light show happening you won't believe that we've never done at History Boy before.
Okay. And as part of that, Christina, obviously, you got to have musicians to be able to play the music, right?
Oh, yeah.
I hope it's not recording music
it's
that
not.
You're going to be playing.
We have a stellar band. Jim Hirschberg, I'm sure everybody knows him. He's on the lead guitar. And Chris Dorr, he's new to the area. We just met him. He is killing it. He's the drummer. We also have Wes Anderson on the keyboard, who's killing it also, and Parker Willis on the bass.
Well, Robbie, tell me about the other people in the cast, too, because you've got some homegrown names and some area people as well.
Neil Kigley, one of the major characters, is Stacy Jacks. And if you saw the movie, which don't judge this show by the movie.
Absolutely
we don't care for it. The stage production is so much better. But Neil plays Stacy Jacks, who's the John Bon Jovi Axl Rose of the time.
Okay.
And here, Christina, she's playing Regina, yes. She's playing our main protester, who's trying to keep the strip from getting torn down. There's a protest that happens throughout the show.
Because I love rock and roll.
There you go.
Now, our narrator is Madeline Parrott. Now, she's another Carroll kid. Her father, Ben Parrott, who's also in the show as well, So she's our narrator, and so she comes out almost every scene and sets up the next thing and interrupts the scenes and tells us we're supposed to pay attention to. Another local, Trisha Emery, from out to Tri-County. She's Justice, who owns the Gentleman's Club. For the first time, my sister is in the show. Anybody remembers Angel Peterson? She was an 87 graduate from here.
Wow.
She's been living in Waukee the last 20 years, and she's played bass for us a couple of times in the band, but this is the first show she's been in, and she's helped me choreograph this show.
Which, cool.
Thank goodness, because there's about 20 songs in it that have dance.
And Darren Jackson.
Oh, yes, city council member and high school teacher, Darren Jackson. He plays the guy who's trying to get the strip torn down. He's the German developer.
And obviously the very most important thing, Christina, aside from everything else we talked about, is when can people go see your show and how do they get tickets?
Ticket sales. Okay, so opening night is actually tomorrow at 7 o'clock. We will be opening the doors at 6 to the theater, so you can come in and get drinks before the show. That's different. We usually don't open doors till 6:30. So come early. We're also running Saturday night, the 21st, and then the following weekend on the 27th, 28th, and 29th. All of the productions will be at 7 o'clock. No matinee this year.
All right, so Christina, obviously that we've gone over the show dates and everything, how can people get tickets and how much are those tickets?
Okay, tickets are $20 a piece, and you can get them at RVP 1875 right here in Jefferson, or you can call me at 515-370-5369. Or you can go to showtixforyou.com/events/rockofages and purchase them there too. But it's just simpler to call me, so why don't you do that?
It may not be G-rated, if I may say so. Can you talk a little bit about the kind of the level of audience you're looking at?
Yeah, you know, picture 500 colored lights and a hazer going off all the time, and it's a smoky bar, and there's a handful of cuss words. Because, you know, rockers, you know, they didn't filter themselves all that much. So we're calling it PG-13. I mean, it's not super adult, but use your best judgment.
All right. Well, that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program. We're here with Robbie Peterson and Christina Sparks Rickheim, joining us once again with History Boy Theater with Rock of Ages coming up this weekend and next weekend. You're listening to Raccoon Valley Radio Network.